It is 7:30, and then you know what that means. It is time once again for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us this week from Shawnee Alliance Church, Pastor Daniel Messner back with us. How are you, Pastor?
I'm good. Hope everyone's well today.
We're doing good. We're doing good and enjoy some warmer weather, so I think everybody's happy about that.
Right.
We're happy to hear the Word of God from you, so we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
In Psalm 73, the psalmist starts out by saying God is good to Israel and to those who are pure in heart. And then he makes a good confession. He says, "But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold." And he goes on to tell us why. Well, I'm going to illustrate, I think, what happened to him. Before I came on, Tommy and I were talking, and he was asking me about my bicycle riding. I'm an avid bicycle rider. People like myself are called cyclists. A lot of people say, well, he's a biker. Well, I'm not a biker, because if I'm a biker, I'm usually on a Harley and don't wear spandex. But I love to ride my bicycle. And last year, I did something that most probably I'm never going to achieve, and I rode over 100,000 miles in 17 years, and that's a lot of miles. But I remember reading about a cyclist who got into the sport, and he got so attached to it, and then he went out and bought a really nice bicycle, and then he started buying all these instruments to measure his riding. He can get a good heart rate monitor, his cadence, you know, counter, his RPMs. He started riding, you know, his average speed, and he started doing things called intervals and started measuring those, and you can go on and on and on. Then he crashed, and he ruined his bicycle. And he stayed away for a while because his body hurt, and I understand that because I've had two horrific crashes. And then he borrowed a bicycle from someone, and he found something that he realized he had lost. And it was just simply the love of the ride. See, what happened to him was he was looking at all the wrong gauges. He had lost his focus. I think it happens in our Christianity very often, is that we lose sight of what this is really about. Christianity is not about activity. It's not about duty. It's not about what I went and did at the church. No, it's about being in love and have a loving relationship with our Savior. In Psalm 73, he says, my foot almost slipped. And in this case, the gauge that he was looking at was he was trying to figure out, why do people that don't have any relationship with God seem to be doing better than those that do have a relationship with God? They don't get sick. They don't have a problem. Their family seem to do well. And how come I, the believer, am struggling? Well, I can't answer that question. Sometimes God allows those things in our lives. But the answer was what he came to conclude, and that is this. He said, my heart was grieved and bittered. I was senseless and arrogant. Kind of like that cyclist. He had just lost total perspective of why he was riding. And then he said this, that I went back to the house of God. I went back to worship. I went back to knowing God. I'm really afraid that for many of us, we're looking at the wrong gauges, we're doing the wrong things about our Christianity. And the one that really matters is simply being in love with Jesus, being in love with our Father who's in heaven. I think that happens a lot in relationships. A man loses focus of what his wife really wants of him, or a woman loses focus of what her husband really wants, or our children. And really, all they want is just to be loved. And to be with, and to make sure that they know they're a priority. So my challenge to all of us is watch the things that could be misleading you. And especially, you know, for those that are Christians, we get into activity, we get into duty, we get into moralism. That's not what God wants. God just simply wants us to love him and to focus on him, to get back to what is really important, and that is simply the relationship with him and through him. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you for who you are. And Lord, we all are guilty of this. We all have a tendency to allow activity and duty to be more our driving point of our what we believe instead of just being in love. So make us people of love. Help us to understand that, because I'm afraid if we don't, our Christianity will become such a burden that we'll think more about giving it up than enjoying it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Daniel Messner joining us from Shawnee Alliance Church. And Pastor, tell us about Shawnee Alliance Church.
Shawnee Alliance Church is in Lima, and we really enjoy a multiple of activities. Of course, right now it's April, and we're heading towards Easter. But one of the things we're always focused on is giving people the opportunity to come to the church and experience a real sense that they can come in and enjoy what God is. Our intention for every service is that people will encounter Jesus and walk away saying, what's going on there? There's something special. I want to know that. And so that's always our focus in everything we do. We don't always get it right, but we work hard at it.
And if folks want to find out more information about the church, how can they do so?
The best way to do that is the website. There you have lots of information, particularly all the events that are going on. Hit that drop-down marker, events, and then, of course, they'll use Facebook, and lots of activities are promoted there.
Excellent. Hey, Pastor, thank you so much for being with us this morning.